ever been around salespeople who were just awful? If you have, then you're going to like this podcast. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I'm going to be talking to you today about that feeling of discomfort that you get when you're in front of salespeople who just don't know what they're doing. Now, why do I want to talk to you about this? Because it happens to everyone sooner or later, probably on a regular basis, and it just happened to me. And as I was going through this experience that my wife and I just had with the most unprofessional salesperson, it made me think about how many people that I have personally witnessed selling in the healthcare environment, both medical devices, pharmaceuticals, durable medical equipment. I've seen people make these types of mistakes, these transgressions on their customers time and time again. So I want to share some ideas with you. And to give it some context, I'm going to share with you what just happened to me. Now, for those of you who live in Florida, by the way, congratulations if you live in Florida because the weather has been magnificent. It's February. It's the middle of winter. It was 88 degrees here yesterday. Today, it's about 76. Just gorgeous weather. I'm not trying to make you eat your heart out if you live in other places in the country because chances are you have also had great weather. But one of the downsides of living here in Florida is that from June 1st to November 30th every year, we have a season. For those of you who live here, you know what season I'm talking about. No, it's not tourist season. That's already over. It's not pumpkin pie season. That comes in October. In fact, I don't even know if we have a pumpkin pie season in Florida. But we do have hurricane season. And hurricane season pretty much goes unnoticed, except for when you have those storms. When the Weather Channel comes on and they start talking about a tropical depression, that shows that you're in the cone of uncertainty for this tropical depression. In other words, for us living in Florida, when you look on the map and you see that cone, that big cone, and Florida's in that cone, you get this sickening feeling in your stomach. So we had an almost hurricane last year. This was in 2016. And as a result of that, my wife and I are living in a new house for about the last year. We had to put up our hurricane shutters. But we have the hurricane shutters that you have to physically take them and bolt them to the wall, unlike our other house where we had accordion shutters, where all you have to do is just close them. You just go out, you close them. It takes 10 or 15 minutes. It's easy. It's awesome. So we want to get some hurricane shutters for this house. And we've been getting some price quotes. Well, we just had a salesman out from a company that we met at a home show. Maybe that's the first bad sign. When you meet somebody at a home show, maybe not everybody at a home show is reputable. But he came out to give us a quote. And initially, he started out okay. He said hello. He was professional. He says, you know, I got to go and measure around your house. I'm going to go measure everything, and then I'll come back in and I'll talk to you. Now, keep in mind, everything that I'm telling you from this point forward, I'm going to tie it into what you do as a medical sales representative. I was going to say, hopefully, a medical sales professional, but if you sell like this guy, believe me, you're not a sales professional. You're a hack. And that's why I'm going to share this with you. So he comes back in after measuring, and we sit down at the bar with him. We weren't drinking. We just a good place to sit because he could spread out his samples and whatever information he has to show us. And he doesn't ask any questions. And you know professional salespeople ask questions. He just immediately launched it into his sales presentation. And what he did was he got out the book, the binder, you know, one of these flip chart type binders, and he sets it down on the bar. And he opens the page one, and he starts going through it. And immediately, how would you feel? Immediately you go, this is going to be a long presentation. I hope he talks about some of the things that I want to know about. Now, what did I want to know about? The main thing I wanted to know, I'll admit it to you, is I want to know how the shutters work. Were they quality shutters? How much did they cost? In my mind, the type of information I wanted, he could have shared that with me in about 5 minutes. And as a medical sales professional, you will oftentimes be in this situation with your customers. Your customers, they'll look at your product or service, they'll want to know, What is it like? What does it do? What's in it for me? How much does it cost? And in their minds, you should be able to do this in about a minute because they're busy healthcare professionals and they want to get back to work. I'm a busy guy. I have a full day worth of work planned out, all kinds of projects for clients, doing this video. Actually, I had this video scheduled to do tomorrow, but after this appointment I just have with this person, I had to share it with you now while it's fresh in my head. So bear with me. I'm getting to this. So he has the flip chart on the bar, and he starts going through things. Well, this is our company. You know, we've been in business for over 20 years, and we have the Better Business Seal of Approval, and we've got this seal of approval and this seal of approval. I get it, but he still wanted to point each one out, flip the page, and going on to the next thing. This is our business license. This is our occupational license. Here is our insurance certificate. Here's also our insurance certificate for this county. And he's going on and on. And I'm saying, yeah, I get it. Tell me about the shutters. And you may have felt this from your customers, that pressure to move on. Now, why am I sharing this with you? You know, he was assuming that I was interested in all this, that I would want to know this. Now, is it important? Is it important if a company is listed with an A or an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau? Sure, it takes a second to say that. We have an A-plus rating. A better thing to do would have been to say, before we get started, let me ask you, sir, what are your concerns about hurricane shutters? Because I would have told him. I would have cut to the chase and gotten right down to what I wanted to know about. But he never gave me that opportunity. He just launched into his presentation. So he's going through the different pages, and then he gets to the actual product itself, and he has the sample, and he sets it up on the floor, and he's going through it ad nauseum. And by the way, we bought hurricane shutters, these accordion hurricane shutters in our other house. They were almost identical. So he said, yeah, they look just like the ones we already have. I'm very, very familiar with them. It was like we said nothing. He still continued to go through each feature and benefit of the hurricane shutters like we knew nothing about it. He wasn't listening to what I was telling him. And he didn't ask. He never said, have you ever bought hurricane shutters before? Because I would have said, yes. In fact, we bought hurricane shutters that look just like these. And he could have said, well, you know what? Tell me about them. You know, what was the brand? What was the make? You know, do you know how thick they were? Do you know what materials they were made of? Do you know the finish on them? He didn't ask any of those questions. He just kept going through his presentation. And by the way, if this was a brand new sales rep, I'd probably be a little bit more understanding, maybe a little bit more forgiving. But you know what he said? I've been with this company for 15 years. I was with another company before that. I've been selling hurricane shutters for over 20 years. So he's been selling. He doesn't have the excuse that he's new and he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's been selling for this company for 15 years. So he goes through it, and we're sitting there and just biting our lip, you know, trying to be polite. And the other reason I wanted to be polite is because we spoke a little bit before he started on his presentation. Turns out he was born in the same city I'm born in. And it's kind of a little podunk town. There's not a lot of people that were born in the city that I was born in. So, you know, we kind of established that commonality. I won't call it a bond. It went out the window very, very quickly because as soon as he started talking about the shutters. It was interesting. When I told him where I was from, he wanted to know a little bit more about it. But as far as shutters, as far as what related to what he was selling, he didn't want to know. He just wanted to go through his presentation. He wanted to talk. So many people in this industry, the healthcare industry, who sell in the healthcare industry, do the same thing. They don't ask their customers any questions. They don't get the customer involved. They just talk. And I don't know if you sell with one of those flip charts, if you have a presentation book, which isn't a bad idea if it has the resources and references that your customers might ask you about. You know, for example, if you're selling a device and the customer says, well, what type of clinical studies do you have to support what you're telling me? It's great if you could pull out that book and bam, go to the clinical study, you know, show them the abstract, point to the discussion. If there's any data charts in there, you could show it. It's great. But here's the thing. Don't go through it all without at least getting the customer's level of interest first. Don't do it, because what it does is it pisses people off. They might not want to know. They might believe you. And what you're doing is you're wasting their time. The other thing, when you go through every little feature and benefit of your product, of your company and all that, you're also creating objections. Because, for example, every time he told me about a feature of the shutter that I saw with another company, I go, yeah, everybody has that. I've never seen a shutter that doesn't have that. Why are you telling me this? I'm saying that in my mind. If he would have focused on the things I was interested in, it would have been a different story. But he never asked. So he goes through the whole presentation, and he keeps saying, these shutters are the best on the market. There's none better than these. They're absolutely the finest shutter on the market. Now, I was tempted to say, well, there's other shutters on the market that are very good. Prove it to me. You know, show me the data. Show me the information you have on the other shutters. He never did any competitive positioning. And first of all, before you do any competitive positioning, it's a good idea, again, to find out if your customer or prospect is interested. But he never, ever did it. So now he gets to what I was really interested in. What is the price of the shutters? And he says, it's going to take me a few minutes to figure it out. So he turns, he gets out his calculator, and he starts doing all the calculations. And he turns around, and he presents again. He's going through the features and benefits, everything we're getting, which, again, I can't fault him for that. It's very good to remind your customers what you're getting. Although, again, he still didn't know what was most important to me because he never asked. So he's going through, and then he gives me the grand total, and your price for all of this is $21,000 and change. Now, I got to tell you, we have had quotes from other companies where the quotes were in the $7,000 to $9,000 range for great quality shutters. Again, I bought shutters before. My wife and I know what to look for, and we had neighbors in our other neighborhood who had inferior quality shutters. And during the storm season, I actually repaired their shutters so they could close them before the hurricane. I had to do this. So I know what to look for. He never asked. So $21,000, and I'm thinking, we have quotes for $7,000 or $8,000. I go, you're way out of the ballpark. I mean, you're not even close. And this is where things really went downhill. Because if someone said that to you, if someone said, you know, you're not even in the ballpark on your price, what's the first thing you would want to know? What are you comparing it to? You know, on what information or data are you basing your judgment? He immediately got defensive and started saying, well, you know, whatever price you're thinking about, you know, it's not going to be the quality that these are. These are the best on the market. Now, if you want, you know, you could pay less, but you're going to get less. At this point, he was getting insulting to our intelligence. He was assuming we knew nothing. He basically assumed when it came to hurricane shutters, we were idiots. Now, I don't think I'm an idiot. Hopefully you don't think I'm an idiot. Although if you do, hopefully you have a reason to believe that. Your customers, when you're talking to healthcare professionals, I assure you, they are not idiots. Especially along the lines of the products and services that you are going to be discussing with them. They're the ones who use this on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, they might not understand every nuance of your product. They might not even know some of the advances or new creations or developments in the industry. But here's what they do know. They do know their specialty. They are healthcare experts. Don't ever assume they're idiots. Don't ever treat them like they're idiots. In fact, address them with the assumption that they are healthcare professionals and they know as much as you do about what you're talking to them about, or almost as much as you do. Give them the benefit of the doubt. This shutter salesman gave us no benefit of the doubt. He assumed we were morons. So he went through the whole, you know, defensive attitude about, you know, you could get junk and these are the best and everything. And then he did something which is even worse. He says, I want to show you a flyer we have today. And he takes out, again, the flip chart. And he says, if you buy today, now we have this great thing going on. It's 20% off. We give you 20% off, but the 20% off, it expires once I leave here. I could give you a 10% discount on something else, and I might be able to give you a break on a few other things, but this 20% right here, when I walk out of here, it's gone. What did he just do? Several things. The first thing he did was he put pressure on his prospects, my wife and I. He put pressure on us by saying, if you don't buy this now, you can't get this price. You're going to have to pay more. Again, thinking someone's an idiot, like they're going to fall prey to that type of pressure, especially when he's giving me a $21,000 quote, and I know I could get equivalent shutters for about $7,000, okay? The next thing he did was he says, well, you know, and because you're great people, I'm going to give you a 10% discount, and so he gets out the calculator, and I said, you're still nowhere in the ballpark. I said, I can do the numbers in my head. I said, I've already worked it out. You're still too high. I said, wait, give me a second. And he's punching it in on his calculator, and I already know the number. And he comes out now with a number, you know, of $15,000 in change. And I go, I told you I could do the numbers in my head. You're way out of the ballpark. And he says, well, listen, I'd really like to get into the community here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to offer to make you the referral basis in the community. And what we do is we take some money from our advertising budget, and if you allow us to do that, I'm going to take $2,000 off the price. And what I'm going to do is all you have to do is be a referral basis. People want to call for a reference and write us a testimonial letter. We'll give you $2,000 off. So let's break this down for a second, because this is the negotiation stage. Although he's really not, you know, he's trying to negotiate. In other words, for concessions on our part, in other words, giving a testimonial letter or a referral or being able to take pictures of the shutters on the house, he's lowering the price. You know, we're just sitting there. And again, he never asked, well, what do you consider to be an acceptable price? I mean, if he would have asked, I would have told him. He never asked. So he's breaking this whole thing down. And then here's the most important point. I want you to think about this. He quoted us a price, $21,000. And then within 5 minutes, when he saw that we weren't budging, that it wasn't going to happen, what he did was he essentially dropped the price another $6,000, $7,000. He actually lowered it down to $14,000 from $21,000. How much are you going to trust someone that in the span of 5 minutes lowers the price by a third? I mean, that's insane. I said, I could never trust this guy. I would never trust this guy. So here's the thing. When you're selling to your customers, first of all, understand what your competitors are charging for your products. And then know whether or not that you are in a reasonable ballpark compared to your competitors. If you cost more, be prepared to inform your customers, to educate them why you're more expensive. Ask them if it makes sense. Ask them if price is an obstacle that's impossible to get around, if the price is the most important thing. Or offer a way to help your customers to reduce the overall cost. In other words, this guy could have talked about the cost of ownership, and he tried to do that, but he did it in a very nebulous way. He didn't break out any hard figures. For example, if someone who bought cheap hurricane shutters and then 5 or 6 years down the road had to spend another $2,000 or $3,000 to get them fixed, he didn't do anything. He just basically threw information at us and expected us to believe him without question. But again, the credibility issue, if you're going to drop your price, boom, like that, in a matter of minutes, you've just lost credibility with the customer. Because the customer's thinking, well, if you could do it for this price, why didn't you offer me that price first? Why didn't you offer me your best price? Now, again, we looked at him, and now I just want this to be over with, because I could see it's not going anywhere. And I said, I got to be honest with you, this isn't going to happen. So now he's getting very, very defensive. And I can see he's starting to get red in the face and he's starting to sweat. And he said, well, look, you know, I want to do everything I can for you. If you want, I could call my manager. And he started to look like the desperate salesperson. He looked like someone who had to make the sale. Now, listen, I'm not going to judge the guy. I don't know what's going on in his life. Maybe he did have to make the sale. But I'll tell you this. Instead of doing things to move the sale in his favor, he was doing everything to push us away. Just a horrible example of salesmanship. What are you doing to pull your customers in? Are you doing anything? Or are you doing things that make them not trust you and push you away? These are important things to think about, because you are selling, again, in healthcare. You're dealing with a higher class buyer. And not only that, but you know, the guy never even stopped. He never bothered to ask what I do for a living. You know, think about it. You know, I train professional salespeople. I understand selling. If he would have known this, maybe he would have taken a different approach with me. I doubt it. Or what if I was an engineer? What if I was a structural engineer and he's talking down to me about things that I don't know about? He's just assuming I know nothing instead of assuming that I do know or finding out whether or not I might know. He never asked. You know, find out what your customer's knowledge is about the particular subject that you are trying to address with your product or service. Don't assume they know nothing, because it's highly unlikely that they do know nothing. And even if they do, make them feel like the expert in the room, because they are. Now, with this salesperson, again, both my wife and I had to stand up because he wasn't going anywhere. He was desperate. He kept pushing for the sale, pushing. And I said, thanks so much for coming by today. And at that point, you could see he was just, you know, he didn't offer to shake my hand. He picked up his stuff. And I said, do you need me to carry something for you? He said, just get the door for me. He said it very abruptly. And that was it. That was the end of the call. Now, once he walked out, I got to tell you, I breathed a sigh of relief, because while I spend most of my time professionally with salespeople, that's what I do. The salespeople I spend my time with, they are, for the most part, pretty awesome people. They're very professional because they're selling in a professional industry. But every now and then at a national sales meeting, or if I'm out in the field working with somebody and I get to experience the selling skills and the overall professional approach or lack of professional approach of a salesperson, I cringe. Every now and then I come across that in your industry, in the healthcare industry. So don't ever assume that your customers are idiots. Be a professional and find out what it is that's important to your customers, and then talk about that. This whole sales presentation that we sat through for almost an hour could have been done in less than 5 minutes if he would have keyed in on the important elements that I was interested in. You see, you can't assume that if you tell your whole story, if you go through the book and tell a customer everything about your product, that they're more likely to buy. Because actually, and especially in healthcare, the opposite is true. If you're telling your customers everything they need to know about your product, then you're telling them about things they already know. You're telling them about features and benefits that they already have with whatever they're doing. And instead of seeing your product as an advantage, what they're doing is they're tallying up objections in their head that's working against you. Thanks for allowing me to tell my story. I hope you get the message, because unprofessional selling will wear anybody down, but especially in healthcare, it will absolutely kill any opportunity you have with your best customers. If you're not sure about how to sell or how to approach your customers, consider investing in some training. You're in a professional industry. You need to be trained. Think about aviation. Think about how pilots have to go through additional training every 6 months if you're an airline captain. Think about the doctors you sell to, for example, who have to have continuing medical education every year or two. It's essential. You would want them to have it. What makes you think that you don't need it? If you're looking for some continuing education, or really looking for a way to get into the professional world of medical sales, please check out my online 24/7 program. It's called Medical Sales Academy, which is designed to do just that. Because I assure you, if you go through the program and you pay attention to what we're talking about, you would never make the mistakes that this unfortunate human being who just wasted an hour of my time did. I feel for the guy, but I can't help him. He's clueless. You don't want to be clueless. You have the opportunity to be a professional. You have the opportunity to train to a higher level. Check out medicalsalesacademy.com and learn how we can help you. That's it for this edition of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. Please share this with your friends. Oh, and by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, please give us a like, one of the thumbs up. And also, if you're listening to the podcast, please go to iTunes and give us a review. It is the currency that keeps this going. The more people I know who want this information, the more I'm going to keep pumping it out. And hopefully you'll agree that the price is affordable. Thanks for being here. Remember, as you move forward in your medical sales career, number one, you have an opportunity to make a difference for the healthcare professionals and the patients that they serve. And number two, if you ever get a little confused about why you're doing this, think about the patient. At the end of the day, the patient is the ultimate beneficiary of what you do. And the patient, my friends, always comes first. Get out there and make a difference this week. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.